This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
If the House will now come back to order, we just have a little clerical thing we need to address right now before we get started. So we're returning from our recess from this morning or today's schedule, and we just want to revise our motion. So if the clerk would please do that.
Representative Quam moves that the balance of the calendar, including House Bills 1023 and 1024, be deferred to Thursday, January 17, 2019, the 8th legislative day.
That motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just for a quick moment, on behalf of myself and Representative St. John, I would like to bring your attention to the green bags that were on your desks from the Sisseton Area Chamber and Visitors Bureau, put together by Ashley Wolf and the business leaders of Sisseton to blaze your new trail to Sisseton. And no, they are not Packer green. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Calendar's deferred. The House and Senate will now come to order in regard to our memorial service that we're conducting today. First of all, I want to welcome all of you for this very special memorial service, and especially welcome to all the family members here who are taking part in this service as we recognize and honor your loved ones and their service to the state of South Dakota. Special welcome to Governor Noem and Lieutenant Governor Roden and members of the governor's staff. Welcome. And also to those listening via South Dakota Public TV. For those in the gallery, if you're a family member or a friend of those we honor today, please stand so we can recognize you. Please stand. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Steve Haugard. I currently serve as Speaker of the House, and we want to thank you also to those participating in the service, Senator Gary Kamak, Senator Rocky Blair, Senator Susan Wismer, and Representative Timothy Johns, Representative Stephen McCleary, Representative Nancy Rasmussen, and the staff who've worked to make this memorial service possible, with special thanks to Shirlene Fugit and Sue Chickas. We really appreciate all your work and all the effort you put into this, so thank you very much. And also, based upon past experience, I want to thank you in advance for what will be a beautiful presentation today by the Pierre Riggs High School students, directed by Mr. Rod Bauch. Senator Wismer.
Good afternoon, everyone. Will you bow your heads with me in prayer? Father in heaven, we come to you today to remember legislative family members we have lost this year. Calm our minds and quiet our thoughts in this busy place and time to make room for you. Help us to open our hearts, to feel your presence and that of our departed loved ones. We thank you for this opportunity to reflect upon the lives and service of the friends we remember today. We thank you for the passion for public service that brought them to this place to serve their community and state. We thank you for the opportunity and sacrifices their families gave to allow them the freedom to serve. We thank you for the lives of service they led here and in their home communities. We are here because we love and miss our departed friends and family, and we want to cherish our memories of them. We want to honor their lives and support one another as we grieve their passing, a passing from life here with us to everlasting life there with you, O Lord. Eternal God, we bless you for the great company of all those who have kept the faith, finished their race, and who now rest from their labor. You are a God of mercy who promises to comfort us, and so in these moments now and in the weeks and months ahead, please bring comfort and mercy to us as we remember and share fondly all that these friends were to us. In the mighty and holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Each of the legislators we honor today came to this capital with valuable life experience and a desire to ensure this state remained the best place on earth. I personally knew five of these individuals, and I was acquainted with two others and read with great interest the descriptions of each one we honor today. I'll offer brief comments about each one, but I know full well that the life story of each would fill volumes. Today we honor Jim Endress. Jim was born in Watertown in 1931, grew up on a farm east of town, and graduated from Watertown High School in 1950. He returned to Watertown upon completing service in the United States Army. He married Maxine Hallauer, and where they went on to raise a family in that area. Jim thrived on hard work and enjoyed farming, real estate, public service, and Hereford cattle. His beloved Herefords gained him victory in numerous shows and cities, including the Denver, Fort Worth, and Louisville stock shows. In 2008, the Watertown Farm Show was dedicated to him due to being a lifelong participant, and 3 years later, he was awarded Supreme Champion. In 1973, Jim was elected to serve his district in the House of Representatives and remained in the House until 1980, serving as Assistant Minority Leader from 77 to 78. In addition, Jim founded the South Dakota Township Association. Roger Hunt. Roger was born in Flandreau in 1938. He attended school in Sioux Falls and married his high school sweetheart, Sharon Bays. Roger went on to receive a bachelor's degree from Augustana and a law degree from USD School of Law. After earning his law degree, Roger joined the United States Navy and served his country as a member of the Navy's Judge Advocate General's Corps. Roger's life in the Navy led him to many exciting places and finally landed him in Washington, D.C., where he obtained a Master's of International Law degree from George Washington University. He worked with congressional committees on federal legislation and served as an international advisor working with foreign governments in the United Kingdom and Taiwan. In 1984, he retired from the Navy and moved his family to Brandon, South Dakota, and started a law practice in Sioux Falls. He became a founding member of the Alpha Center and taught at Nettleton Junior College. Roger served as Speaker Pro Tem in 1997 and 98, Speaker of the House in 99 and 2000, and during his time in the legislature, he introduced over 140 pieces of legislation and was a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, I'll just take a personal privilege on Roger. He was a dear friend of mine. We partnered together for several years, and he was a great mentor and a great friend, and he is dearly missed. Dorothy Kellogg. Dorothy was born in Minneapolis in 1920. She attended school in Tracy, Minnesota, and various schools in South Dakota before graduating from Watertown High School in 1938. She married Lawrence Shorty Kellogg in 1940, and the couple lived at the family farm where they raised their three children. Dorothy was very active in her church in numerous capacities, including serving as organist at times, singing in and directing the choir, serving as the United Methodist Women's President, the State United Methodist Women's Conference Treasurer, Secretary, and President. She also worked for Midland National Life, held offices in the Business Professional Women's Club, and served for 32 years on the Jenkins Living Center Board of Directors and the Watertown School District Board. In 1981, Dorothy was elected to the South Dakota House of Representatives, where she served until 1984. In 1987, Dorothy was elected to the South Dakota Senate, where she served until 1992. Dorothy also played another role in the South Dakota legislature as the first female sergeant-at-arms. In 2010, she was recipient of the prestigious Spirit of South Dakota Award. Albert Kocher. Albert was born in Wagner in 1930. He attended country school, received his GED in Marty, Albert continued his education at Mount Marty College and the University of South Dakota. In 1951, he was drafted in the United States Marine Corps, served in the Korean War, and was honorably discharged in 1953. He married Rita Gao, in that area where they raised their family on a farm in the Wagner area. Later, Albert left the farming life to start a tractor supply store and a radiator repair shop, where his skills made him an expert in the field. In 1974, Albert was elected to the South Dakota House of Representatives, where he served the next 18 consecutive years. In 1984, Albert was ordained a deacon by Bishop Paul Dudley and served the communities of Wagner and Dante, South Dakota. He also was also active in many organizations, including the American Legion, Knights Columbus, Mount Marty College Board of Trustees, and team leader for Worldwide Marriage Encounter with his wife, Rita. Sean Patrick McPherson. Sean was born in Goose Creek, South Carolina in 1970. Sean's early years were spent with his family following his father's naval career until they later settled in Newton, Kansas. Sean and Kristen Landreth were married in 1970. Together, they traveled the country following Sean's own naval career, which spanned the years 1989 through 1997. Over the span of 18 years, Sean ministered in Sioux Falls, Mitchell, and eventually Rapid City, where he became senior pastor at Real Life Church of the Nazarene. During this time, Sean also worked his way through school, earning a Bachelor of Science in Business Management from the University of Phoenix in 2001. In addition to serving his church, Sean felt called toward service in the South Dakota legislature. He was elected to the House of Representatives in 2017 and served until his death. Michael O'Connor. Michael was born in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in 1928. He grew up working in his dad's print shop on Main Street. He graduated from Washington High School in Sioux Falls in 1946 and served in the U.S. Marine Corps until 48. He attended the University of South Dakota and graduated from Augustana College in 1952. Michael married Barbara Brown in 1950. He expanded the family business, which he owned for 35 years. Though he grew up in the printing world, farming was a constant in Michael's life. He worked on farms in the area as a teenager and moved his family to a 140-acre farm near Garrettson. Later, he farmed a larger farm near DeSmit. He not only succeeded in the world of printing and farming, but he also possessed an ability to train horses that others would have given up on. Outside of the peaceful farming life, Michael was passionate about politics. In 1971, he was elected to the South Dakota House of Representatives, where he served for one term before being elected into the Senate in 1973, where he would serve until 1978, and then again from 1981 through 82, acting as president pro tem and minority whip throughout his term. During his final term in the Senate in 1982, Michael won the Democratic nomination for governor. James G. Jim Schaefer. Jim was born in Lyman County in 1938. He graduated from Kennebec High School. He received a Bachelor of Science in Education from Northern State College and taught school in Lyman County for 7 years. He and Gloria ranched near Kennebec in Lyman County. Jim was a strong supporter of his state and championed to make the local community in South Dakota better for future generations. In addition, Jim was past president of Omaha Farm Credit Board and Western Junior president for 1996 through 1997. In 2011, Jim was elected to the House of Representatives and served his district until his passing, serving on the Ag and Natural Resources Committee, Transportation, and Education Committees. John Timmer. John was born in Beaver Creek, Minnesota in 1931. He graduated from Rock Rapids High School in Iowa in 1948 and attended Central College in Pella, Iowa. He married Henrietta Vanderwerd in 1953. During the time of the Korean conflict, which looked an awful lot like a war, John enlisted in the Air Force but was medically discharged before serving overseas. His business career centered around the insurance industry before becoming an executive and owner of Employee Services Incorporated. In 1981, John was elected to the South Dakota House of Representatives and served in that seat until 1992, when he became the Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. During his legislative term, he led the initiative on term limits for the state legislature and congressional representatives, as well as promoting the idea of a state park at Blood Run, which is now Good Earth State Park. Outside of the political world, John was involved with Life Source of Minneapolis. Charles M. Chuck Turbeville. Chuck was born in Buffalo, South Dakota in 1943. He graduated from Newell High School and went on to attend the University of South Dakota and Black Hills State University. He enlisted in the Army in 1967, where he became a first lieutenant, received a Bronze Star and two Silver Stars, which is the third highest decoration for valor in combat. One of the Silver Stars was for going up a hill under enemy fire to rescue a soldier under his command. He was honorably discharged in July of 1969. Following the Army, he worked for the Governor's Office of Economic Development for 16 years in Pierre. He eventually moved back to his hometown to pursue his love of farming by taking over his parents' farm. In 2005, Chuck was elected to the House of Representatives. His first term ran from 05 until 12. He was elected again in 2017 and served until his passing. During his time in the legislature, Chuck served as Majority Whip and member and chair of the Executive Board. He also served as the mayor of Deadwood, a position he held since 2013. He was a member of the Veterans of Foreign War, the American Legion, and he served in the South Dakota Lottery Commission from 2013 to 2016. And finally, Hal G. Wick. Hal was born in New Ulm, Minnesota in 1944. He attended St. Joseph Cathedral School in Sioux Falls. In 1965, Hal married Jane Rantz, where they raised four children in Sioux Falls. Hal attended SDSU and fell in love with flying during his time there. This love led him to serve in the Air National Guard for 24 years, where he trained as a fighter pilot in the F-100 and A-7 planes. He was C-131 and C-12 flight instructor and officer in charge command post. He retired in 1994 as lieutenant colonel. In addition to the Air National Guard, Hal loved his dream as a commercial airline pilot, lived his dream as a commercial airline pilot, beginning in 1972 and retiring in 2004. Hal served as a state representative for 20 years, and actually it spanned over five decades. He was an active member of the American Legislative Exchange Council and spent many years working on a balanced budget amendment for the United States, where he was very proud of this work. Among his other activities, Hal was an involved member of Christ the King Catholic Church, the Sioux Falls Catholic Schools, the Knights of Columbus, as well as a member of the Hartford Lions, Sioux Falls Downtown Lions, the National Guard Association of the United States, the American Legion Post 15, and the Sioux Falls Regional Airport Board. As I think about individuals such as my close friend Roger Hunt, Roger occupied all three of these seats in the front at one point along the way, and others throughout his tenure. I think about Jim Schaefer right down here in front, Chuck Turbeville in the back, and the others that were scattered throughout the body, Sean McPherson, and I forget who else, but just think about the position that they held, and as I added up the number of years of service, I believe it came up to 118 years of service among these members. So for that, we owe them a great debt of gratitude. I want to make a few remarks in regard to what we're reflecting on here today. This is a memorial. It's a time of remembrance. In secular history as well as church history, we're told to remember the past. The Bible says we are to remember the ancient markers, remember the lineage of the Lord, remember our ancestors. Even the act of communion the Lord tells us to do says, do this in remembrance of me. So we're admonished to remember the events that preceded us and those people who came before us who are now gone. Why? That purpose is to reflect upon the events and people who have shaped us into the people we are today. 1 Corinthians 11:25 says this, in the same way he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Obviously, our earthly sacrifices do not compare to the sacrifice of Christ, but each one who serves and each family member who likewise sacrificed and endured that service does recall that something was exchanged in life to allow for that service in the legislature. We realize that the ultimate example of sacrifice gives us guidance in how we might live our lives in a way that reflects the love of the Lord. We do that out of a natural sense of gratitude to Almighty God. It's a response to the imbued knowledge of God, as we are reminded in Romans 1, 19 through 20, which tells us that the knowledge of God is evident within us and seen in the world around us. So that is why people seek to serve others. It's just a natural outworking in response to the debt of gratitude we owe to the Lord for the grace he offers us. And the way in which we can partake in the grace of God is to personally repent of our sins and entrust our lives to the Lord, accepting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And I find it fascinating that the word grace really has two components. First, many of us memorized this as we were growing up, first, grace is described as God's unearned love and favor. For some reason, the Lord extends his offer of salvation to us. Whether we accept that offer is solely up to each person. Once that issue of grace is understood as God's unearned love and favor, the idea of grace carries a second powerful application, and that is the power and the desire to do God's will. And I don't know the bottom line reason that prompted the service that each of these honored members provided to the state of South Dakota, but I can tell you that each sought to give of themselves and did so with honor. The spiritual message is easily remembered in this single-handed sermon. Christ died for my sin. If you break down all those components, they all have a special meaning, those five words. The secular message is still, thank you, thank the Lord for those who are willing to serve. And essentially, the message that Teddy Roosevelt spoke in France to the Sorbonne University students and faculty in 1910, great speech, many of you have heard about it. He said in that speech, and this is a speech given to the university and the faculty students there in France, talking about the greatness of the two republics, and I'd encourage you to read the entire speech, fascinating speech. But the part that oftentimes is cited says this, it's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. I want to tell each one of you here today that your loved ones served and served honorably. Not only that, but you and your loved ones sacrificed time and family and fortune for a worthy cause, and through it all, each of you sacrificed honorably as well. All those sacrifices are a gift to the people of the state of South Dakota, and on behalf of the state of South Dakota, we want to say thank you for that gift. May God bless you, and may God continue to richly bless the state of South Dakota. Thank you.
A joint memorial resolution. Whereas the great ruler of the universe has ordered a final adjournment in the lives of the 10 former members of the South Dakota legislature to be honored today, namely the Honorable James Andrus, the Honorable Roger W. Hunt, the Honorable Dorothy M. Kellogg, the Honorable Albert J. Kocher, the Honorable Sean McPherson, the Honorable Michael O'Connor, the Honorable Jim Schaefer, the Honorable John Timmer, the Honorable Charles Turbeville, and the Honorable Hal G. Wick. And whereas in the lives of all these eminent public servants there was noted a profound urgency in an unselfish manner, with trials and vicissitudes often far outweighing honors, but with a consciousness that here in a land of freedom the dignity of the individual is supreme, that justice must be dispensed, and that only by eternal vigilance and unrelenting effort can self-government of a people be preserved. And whereas it is fitting that we humbly honor the memory of those who have thus contributed to the orderly process of government under the Constitution, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 94th session of the Legislature of the State of South Dakota, duly convened in recess session in recognition of the useful lives and unfailing devotion to the interests of the State of South Dakota, as well as the rectitude of thought and action and fidelity to the highest principles of American citizenship by these honorable people, that the Senate and the House of Representatives do now pause in their labors out of respect for the memory of their late fellow associates in the functions of government, and note in their passing, the state they have served so well has suffered a distinct loss. And though their labors have ceased and they have been laid to rest, the people of this great state have benefited greatly from the services rendered by them, and they have been left upon the sands of time an inspiring record of devotion to their fellow citizens under the guiding hand of Almighty God. And be it further resolved that this resolution be printed in the journals of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 94th session of the Legislature of the State of South Dakota, now assembled this 16th day of January 2019 at Pierre, South Dakota. Signed, Larry Roden, President of the Senate, Stephen G. Haugard, Speaker of the House, K. L. Jorgensen, Secretary of the Senate, and Sandra Zinter, Chief Clerk of the House.
Oh, We will now have the reading of the names and the placing of the roses. The Honorable James Andrews, Watertown, District 5. Mr. Andrews served in the House of Representatives from 1973 to 1980. He was Assistant Minority Leader from 1977 through 1978. The Honorable Roger Hunt, Sioux Falls, District 10. Mr. Hunt served in the House of Representatives from 1991 through 2000, from 2005 through 2012, and 2015 through 2016. He was Speaker of the House 1999 through 2000. The Honorable Dorothy Kellogg, Watertown, District 5. Mrs. Kellogg served in the House of Representatives from 1981 through 1985 and in the Senate from 1987 through 1992. She was later the first female Sergeant at Arms. The Honorable Albert Kocher, Wagner, District 25. Mr. Kocher served in the House of Representatives from 1977 through 1994. The Honorable Sean McPherson, Rapid City, District 32. Mr. McPherson served in the House of Representatives from 2017 through 2018. The Honorable Michael O'Connor, Sioux Falls, District 11. Mr. O'Connor served in the House of Representatives from 1971 through 1972 and in the Senate from 1973 through 1977. 1981 through 1982 was President Pro Tem of the Senate. The Honorable James Schaefer, Kennebec, District 21. Mr. Schaefer served in the House of Representatives from 2011 through 2018. The Honorable John Timmer, Sioux Falls, District 13. Mr. Timmer served in the House of Representatives from 1981 through 1992. The Honorable Charles Turbeville, Deadwood, District 31. Mr. Turbeville served in the House of Representatives from 2005 through 2012 and 2017 through 2018. He was Majority Whip and a member of the Executive Board. The Honorable Hal Wick, Sioux Falls, District 12. Mr. Wick served in the House of Representatives from 1977 through 1980, 1995 through 1998, 2001 through 2008, and 2011 through 2014. He was Majority Whip and a chair and vice chair of various committees.
Would you please stand as you are able? And will you grasp the hand of those next to you or across the aisle, please? Let us pray. Father in heaven, as we reflect upon the reason why we are gathered here today, open our heart, soul, and mind to remember those who have served before us, for the family members both near and far. Living Spirit, make this a time to embrace our faith, our silence, and our love for those who have served and passed before us. Let us reflect on the beauty to have served with them, to have lived with them, to have worked with them, and what we have gained from them through our life experiences. May the Spirit let us endure our sorrow forever, that we may reflect the joy and pleasure of the work and faith and time to serve this state. May the Holy Spirit touch our hearts and embrace our sorrows to pour out that shining light of reflection, that our tears and grief may turn into smiles and peace, that our loved ones are not far, but near. Father in heaven, we pray this day that we may never forget to say thank you. Bless our hearts and our souls. Amen. You may be seated.
I'm lonesome for my precious children.
As we close our service today, we do so with a blessing. This particular blessing comes from the book of Numbers. Its verses stand amid texts of laws and rules that were established to create order and life for those living in community. As we remember our fellow legislators who passed this year, may we find courage to go forth and live out our shared vocation. If you would please bow your head and receive the blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
In closing, we're told to encourage one another. And I'm encouraged. Think back to when the candidates first ran, the encouragement and the sharing and the support that went into that campaign, that successful election. And then once you got here, all the hard work and sacrifice that went by the family members and friends and constituents at home. I got a letter from my granddaughter, second grade, phonetically spelled out, "Congratulations," and you can imagine how that's spelled, "Grandpa. I loved your video and your sins." And then her mother put "signs." Whoever thought to put a G into sins? But then I realized she loved me no matter what. She's dedicated and they're all into the process. And then when I got to thinking about this service today, I thought about the poem. And the poem goes, there's the dash. And a lot of you have heard the poem about the dash. And it's important what all these individuals have done. But what's really important and what's encouraging me today and everyone in here, every senator, every representative, is the support and encouragement that we have gotten from our family, our friends, and our constituents. And the dash says that what's important is what happened during that dash. But what took me to my knees when I thought about that is you're here supporting and encouraging today. So that dash doesn't end. It goes on forever. And my thank you from all of us to our family and friends and all of you who have supported your loved ones all this time. Thank you. I mean it from the heart. I'd like to say in closing that the LRC staff has done a wonderful job helping us do this memorial service. They do an excellent job all week, but they've done a really fine job assisting us today. Again, thank you to the Pierre Riggs High School Chamber Choir for your excellent, excellent songs and vocals that you have, and your instructor is to be commended. All family members are cordially invited to a reception hosted by the Capitol Club following the services, and the reception will be held in the Speaker's Lobby, which is in the House Chamber. This concludes this service. Again, thank you, everybody, for participating.
Thank you very much. The House does have one item of business left, which is to adjourn, and there's been a motion by Representative Qualm, seconded by Representative Gosch, that we adjourn. Quietly say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion carries. We are adjourned.